T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
7:43, and Jimmy Kempsky's weekly review of the Eagles game with stick figures, etc., at phillyvoice.com. He made a great point. He said, I don't know if anybody realized that Lane Johnson, the best lineman the Eagles have, left the field on a cart.
Yep.
Again, more ankle issues. And he said, we're so conditioned now to Eagles leaving on a cart, even Lane Johnson doesn't move us anymore.
That's true.
And that leads to, and Rhea, we are going to focus on one actual body part today, the ankle.
Yep.
Would you please introduce our NovaCare physician?
Dr. Shannon Sofier, Director of Sports Medicine at Orthopedic Center for Children at St. Christopher's, offices in Abington, Yardley, Reading, and Washington Township. Dr. Sofier specializes in pediatric and adolescent sports injuries.
Doc, welcome to our show. How you doing?
Good morning, guys. Thanks for having me on.
All right, Doc. First question. Lane Johnson, 3 weeks before the season, had his ankle cleaned, had arthroscopically cleaned out. How long does it take to fully recover from that kind of procedure?
Well, obviously longer than it was. Having surgery in late August certainly makes timing an issue. And I think there's some concern here. I mean, high ankle sprains are bad, nagging type injuries in my pediatric adolescent patients, let alone a 300-pound plus football player. I think the ankle's not fully healed. I mean, you have to be concerned that he's missed game time, he's missed practices the last couple weeks, and then obviously that culminated in yesterday's game where he got carted off the field. I think we'll get more information in the next couple days if he re-injured it, and to what extent, but I think they're not going to rush him back again.
All right. It looks like they had to, in this case, they had lost Peters on the other side. Brandon Brooks is not there, Doc. But normally, if you play on something like that before you're supposed to, you can't seriously re-injure it? Can you set yourself back weeks or even months?
Yeah, I mean, of course that's possible. I mean, in an ideal situation, he would have rested this and rehabbed it 6 to 8 weeks. And obviously that, just wasn't in the cards. And so I think, obviously there was a rush to get him back, and they tried to do it, in a way they thought was safe. But, again, we're going to see, whether that cost them. I don't see him coming back for a couple weeks.
All right, but, Doc, this is what I'm annoyed by, all right? They had the cleanse, and they cleaned it out in August. March, April, May, June, July, the pandemic, nobody's doing anything. How do you not know that that procedure is required until you're right on the cusp of another season?
That's a fantastic question. We'll leave it at that.
Okay.
he did re-injure it, it sounds like, in one of the practices, but I agree with you. I mean, this has obviously been a nagging injury, and I think, we all try to play through injuries and hope that we don't need surgery. And I think obviously it got to the point where in one of the practices, he obviously did something where, obviously surgery was inevitable. But I agree. We had plenty of time to hopefully take care of this, and it, for whatever reason, just didn't happen.
All right, Doc, let me move on to Dak Prescott, also ankle, compound fracture. Obviously that sounds ominous. Doc, what does that mean?
So I feel like we see one or two of these type of cringeworthy injuries in sports every year. Certainly make for good pictures. But by all accounts, he had a compound ankle fracture dislocation. So in the medical world, it basically means an open fracture where the bone penetrates the skin. Now, sometimes, we've seen some of these pictures where you actually see it. Fortunately, in this case, we didn't have to visualize it. But that's, by all accounts, what this is that it's an open fracture. So short term, you know, you worry about infection and healing, but I don't see this as a career ender. In fact, former Eagle LeSean McCoy had a similar type injury before he was in the NFL. I think he was in high school, actually, when it happened. So the season's out, but I do think he's going to be back by next season. I mean, the question is going to be how it may change his game. You know, he's going to be less mobile, potentially less impactful as a runner. But, hey, these guys are superhuman, so you never know.
Fascinating stuff. Doctor, great job. I love the NovaCare doctors. Dr. Shannon Safier. Doctor, thank you very much for your expertise today.
My pleasure, guys.
And for more information on his practice, go to drexel.edu.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.